Alaska's oil industry has specially designed its operations for freezing conditions. But as temperatures rise, oil companies are starting to pay a price for climate change. And some Alaska businesses are making money off of it. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Harbaugh has the story.
A few steps outside his warehouse in Anchorage, Brian Shoemaker asks me to do a little pretending.
Imagine for a moment you've just landed in a helicopter out on the tundra. And you're about 100 miles from anywhere. And it's costing you $1 a second to be here. This is what we do.
We picture ourselves on the remote North Slope, near Alaska's biggest oil fields. There, every winter, companies build hundreds of miles of ice roads. Roads literally made of ice, essential for moving the massive equipment used for oil exploration. But oil companies aren't allowed to build ice roads until the fragile tundra is sufficiently frozen. And scientists say freeze-up is happening up to 2 months later than it did in the 1980s.
Okay, so we're going to find a spot.
That is a huge drill.
Pretend that this is the center line of an ice road.
Shoemaker has developed technology that monitors when the ground freezes, pinpointing exactly when ice road season can begin. To demonstrate, he drills into the frozen soil and inserts a blue and yellow temperature monitoring cable. He hooks it up to a small solar-paneled box. This sends temperature data to the internet via satellite. Using this device, Shoemaker says companies can squeeze the longest possible oil exploration season into steadily shrinking winters.
Usually with our technology, we can get folks out there days to weeks early. And so it translates into huge cost savings.
State regulators say Shoemaker's technology has actually helped lengthen ice road seasons in recent years. His startup is called Beaded Stream, and he isn't alone. Oil companies now help support a cottage industry of consultants and product manufacturers in Alaska, all providing workarounds for the fact that the frozen ground they rely on to produce oil isn't so frozen anymore. Although Shoemaker says when he talks to customers, he doesn't bring up why temperatures are rising.
I'm not debating what's happening. What are we going to do about it?
Multiple oil companies contacted for this story turned down interview requests. But climate change is so present in Alaska today that the industry's top lobbying group acknowledges it's creating problems. Josh Kindred is with the Alaska Oil and Gas Association.
It is ironic, and it's challenging for a state that is so dependent on resource extraction, but is also really feeling the impacts of climate change.
For Kindred, the idea of stopping the state's oil production to address climate change is unthinkable.
It'll be interesting to see how we navigate this. I don't want to call it a conundrum because I do think there's an opportunity for success here. But what is our role and how do we do it? Those are very difficult questions.
Meanwhile, oil companies keep finding ways to adapt. Ed Yarmak runs a company called Arctic Foundations, which makes devices that literally refrigerate the ground. The company was founded in the 1970s. The oil industry has always had to incorporate special engineering to work around permafrost. But Yarmak says rising temperatures mean his product is really starting to come in handy.
To be honest, climate change is pretty good business for our company because we're in the business of making things colder, and climate change is warming things up in Alaska.
On the North Slope, oil companies built a vast network of roads, pipelines, and buildings on top of permafrost. But permafrost temperatures in the Arctic have been rising for decades. Yarmak says thawing ground on the North Slope can start to cause problems.
The doors start to stick, the sheetrock cracks, the floor isn't level anymore. Things aren't the way that they planned them.
That's where Arctic Foundations comes in. In the company's Anchorage warehouse, guys in protective goggles are manufacturing thermosiphons, long metal tubes filled with a refrigerant. When they're finished, these are partially buried in the permafrost to keep it frozen. Yarmak shows me the top part of a thermosiphon, which is covered with a dense array of tiny fins.
It's where the heat comes out and goes to the air.
Yarmak says each is custom-made and can cost up to $10,000. Oil companies have installed thousands of them across Alaska's Arctic. If the state continues to warm as projected, he expects to be in business a long time to come. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.